Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm night across Israel, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa is enjoying a gentle breeze, perfect for an evening stroll. In Eilut, temperatures are still high, but the night cools the desert air. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports just in that Donald Trump says Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu asked for a meeting at the White House, adding, he knows who the boss is. Also, Israel Hayom reveals earlier this hour that the IDF is considering cuts due to a 25 billion shekel budget shortfall, with warnings from Netanyahu's office. Also this hour, The Times of Israel informs us that three Palestinians were injured by IDF troops amid clashes with settlers in a West Bank village. Separately, JNS reports that a Jewish man in Toronto was attacked by someone identifying as a Houthi, who accused Jews of genocide. And finally, Axios reveals that Trump's potential White House meeting with Netanyahu could happen as soon as next week. Here's what people are saying online. I24NEWS English reported earlier today that Trump stated, "We get along very good," referring to Netanyahu, and emphasized the prime minister knows who's in charge. Ynet Global shared in a post from earlier that Netanyahu's request for the White House meeting comes amid tensions over Iran talks and operations in Lebanon. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, noted that Netanyahu's long-desired White House visit may occur as early as next week, highlighting Trump's comments on their relationship. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the meeting request, Ynet reports that Trump made these comments amid rising tensions over Iran and Lebanon. This meeting could have significant implications for U.S.-Israel relations, particularly concerning regional security issues. Turning to the IDF budget, Israel Hayom reports a significant shortfall of 25 billion shekels. The army faces tough decisions on which missions to prioritize. This comes as Netanyahu's government warns of possible repercussions on national security. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel details that during settler clashes in a West Bank village, IDF troops used rubber bullets. They were deployed to restore order, but the incident highlights ongoing tensions in the region. In Toronto, JNS highlights a disturbing attack on a Jewish man by a self-identified Houthi. The incident underscores the persistence of anti-Semitic violence globally, which concerns Jewish communities worldwide. Finally, Axios discusses the potential White House meeting. Trump's invitation to Netanyahu comes as he aims to strengthen ties with Israel amid ongoing Middle Eastern challenges. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Israeli EV startup Re Automotive seeks court protection after its valuation collapsed from $3.1 billion. They now face $17 million in debt restructuring. Separately, Ynet Business reveals that the UK tech chief visited Israel to enhance innovation ties, meeting with local entrepreneurs and health tech founders. And finally, Israel Hayom Business announces a new budget agreement between the Treasury and the Ministry of Defense. The Treasury will transfer 15 billion shekels immediately, addressing part of the defense budget gap. That's your Israel 18 news update for evening. We'll be back with more at 10:00 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.